Hour number two. First of all, Cash the Ticket is back. So you got to go to your phone. I don't know what's going on with the Apple downloads where like you have to physically go download things now versus, you know, I like the automatic deal. Whatever. It's not my purview. But Cash Ticket Episode 1 is back. When's Five Star Zone ramping up here?
It's never left, man. It's
never?
Been around. No, it's been around all summer long.
What are you doing? Big Ten preview?
Big Ten preview is coming up pretty soon.
Rico picks Maryland.
Nah, I just did something on the on this Michigan topic. I did something this morning.
Okay. I like turtles.
There's a sneak peek. Can't wait for Pete Tungavaloya to be there. Is there another baby Tua there?
Frank
Tiny Tua.
Right.
So look, we open the show. Jim Harbaugh's comments are everywhere. Yeah, look, pick a sports site or a sports show, TV, radio. People are talking about it. I'm not bent out of shape by it because it's nothing different than what Harbaugh's always done. I think he's a malignant narcissist. He's serving his own personal desires. I want to know if, as a Michigan fan, what your reaction is to it. And we can play it. But it's, look, with this NCAA thing swarming and circling, and look, the draft and the leak about Sharon and the text messages and really probably facing a suspension. How does this help, I guess, is my thing. Look, if Harbaugh just got up there and said, guys, I'm the head coach of the Chargers. I'm not interested in talking about last year. Okay? That's a better way forward because you as a fan are left to clean up Jim's mess. Mm-hmm. So Rico and I are asking you. Now, again, I don't have an investment in, oh, well, fans, you should feel. No, you can feel however you want. If I were you, I'd be annoyed. I don't want to hear from you. You left. Mm-hmm. And frankly, you left a mess.
Mm-hmm.
And don't make me read the bow quote. Mm-hmm. You don't get to say you didn't know. Signed, your, you know, dad.
You mean you mean every coach, every executive, every leader?
Yeah.
All know what's right from wrong. Yeah. Even those Enron guys, when someone uncovers a scandal in their company, I don't think they can just say, I don't know what's going on. They're just saying they're too dumb for the job. And they're really just too dumb. If they're really just too dumb, then why are they getting paid millions of dollars to do it? They know what's going on.
Uh-oh. So look, and that one, it is. That's Costa, Smarm, fair, guilty. I'm asking you what your reaction is to it. Because you either go, yeah, Jim, you tell him, or, dude, just leave it, please. All right, the house is already on fire. We got to clean this up. Will you please go to Del Mar? Go bet on the horses. Get the hell out of here. 248-539-9797. David, do you want to play the audio for the people? Please do.
Yeah, I do have a comment on that. Never lie, never cheat, never steal. I was raised with that lesson. I have raised my family on that lesson. I have preached that lesson to the teams that I've coached. No one's perfect. If you stumble, you apologize, and you make it right. Today, I do not apologize. I did not participate, was not aware, nor complicit in those said allegations. So for me, it's back to work. And attacking with an enthusiasm unknown to mankind.
So what's your reaction to that? And you can go whatever way you like with it. The problem is the NCAA bylaws, it doesn't matter if he knew. It happened under your watch, you're guilty, and they can hammer your school. I don't know what the NCAA is going to do, and I'm not really attached to it. My whole win in this was I wasn't going to continue to allow people I work with to tell you that you didn't cheat. No, you did. Even John admits it now. So we're good. I don't know what the NCAA is going to do. The other thing
John
admitted
it?
He did.
Wow.
Cookies twisted it out of him, and it was almost like in the movie Dick Tracy. You know, Big Boy did it. Big Boy did it. Big Boy did it.
Oh, slow it down.
Got to slow the tape down. But John actually said they cheated. Like, I mean, it was fleeting.
They did it.
But he did. Yes. You know, on a podcast, how you can play it at like half speed and everyone sounds hammered. Mm-hmm. If you go to Odyssey.com Rewind and you go half speed, Mr. Dangerous. So it was John's Mr. Dangerous moment. But so look, that's the one thing too, and I know we've gotten some of it on Ticket Text. David has said it, and just guys, when the NCAA is losing a court case that involves NIL and paying of players in like the state of Virginia or an antitrust lawsuit, those are not the same thing. So you're right, their record in court is bad in that arena. What the NCAA is, we all hate the NCAA. You think I like them? The point is, this is a leadership group that you've signed up to be a part of. They have bylaws. You are in violation of those bylaws. That is different than an antitrust lawsuit. So I just don't think that's a defense mechanism for F them, amicus briefs. And I'm like, no, you're not getting it. If you want to go to court, they're going to do something called discovery. Meaning, you know, Connor taking those hard drives and Patridge telling kids not to talk or Jim not turning his phone over or deleted text. No, it all comes out in court. You don't want that. And I think Ward Manuel is smart enough to know you don't want that.
Right.
So just please let's not do that today.
Well, he is AD of the year in the Big Ten. So
fabulous. Smart David, man. Some ticket text and we'll get to the calls.
Jimmy deflects so he can get the NCAA off his back and quit asking him questions. He's washing his hands, turning his head away from Ann Arbor.
Let me ask you this question, since the texter didn't answer it. David, you're a big Michigan fan. Does it bother you at all when someone claims to love something so much and then they have no regard for it? See, that would irk me.
Actions speak real loud when you say you love something. And his action should be, look, and I know what you said earlier on the show. His action should be, I did it, or
no.
Come at me.
No.
It shouldn't. I know.
It should be, I'm the coach of the Chargers. Just don't pour any more gasoline. I don't think it's realistic to ask Harbaugh to cop to something that in his own demented mind, he doesn't believe he's responsible.
Whatever it is, I need him to take it away from Michigan. Take it away from Sherrone Moore. But at every step, he's not doing that. He's putting it right back to them.
Yeah.
Go get them. Go get them. I didn't do this. I didn't cheat. I didn't lie. Dude, come on, man.
Go ahead.
Why was Harbaugh reading from a script? Because that's what it sounded like to me.
I mean, I'm not going to accuse him of that. I watched it and I'm like, oh, this is Oscar worthy. This is good. He's good. Give him a SAG award. Good for him.
Mm-hmm.
Watch Central Michigan. They'll be punished harder than Michigan. NCAA will kill the small guys so Michigan can keep the dollars coming in.
Well, that I think is going to happen. Central Michigan is going to get decimated.
Well, I'm going to tell you, if your guy doesn't ban any matchups with CMU in any sport, I'm going to hold you responsible. Alan Haller should come out today, has nothing to do with U of M, and he should say straight up, Michigan State University will never play Central Michigan in any sport, club or otherwise, ever again. F them bums. Close quote.
Or maybe it's already been done. Go ahead, David.
Yeah! Scoop it!
Go ahead, David.
Rico Beard reporting, Alan Haller just hammers up.
Go ahead, David.
I'm waiting on the news, Rico. Go ahead, give me that.
He put the D on him like Wallace. Let's go!
Big news, Malik Nabers will be the Rookie of the Year.
No, stop it, please. Don't tease
I can't
me.
Wait for your news, Rico, on that, Central Michigan front. Someone says, Jim Harbaugh is a great coach, but he's such a BSer. I can't wait until the story finally emerges that he knew about the whole Spygate thing so that people can finally figure out that his words mean nothing. He's so sanctimonious.
Yeah, I do agree with what Rico said earlier, guys. It's just, coaches know the color of Gatorade in the tubs. They know what's on the menu for training table. Mm-hmm. They know who the player's dating. They know how the kid's doing in class. It's just impossible. Like, willful ignorance is not a defense. So even if he's like, well, I just thought we had a nerd giving us great data. Like, dude, that's not a defense. I said it yesterday. I said, David, if your kid comes home and he's bringing you 10 grand a week and you don't ask where the money's coming from, you're guilty.
Right.
But I like my
officer,
vacation.
I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know, man.
I mean, it's common sense. That's all. No big deal.
But he just came home with a Bentley one day. I mean,
Dad, here's a Rolls Royce Wraith.
He just wanted to buy his parents a brand new mansion. I thought every kid did that.
No questions asked, right?
He came in and got me food and clothes.
Guy rolled in. He knew every play the other team was going to run. How was I going to do? What's his name? Don't care.
I would like Jim Harbaugh to call Pete Carroll to find out how to skip out on town and go to the pros. Oh, he already did that.
Yeah, and before Pete Carroll was Lou Holtz. Don't forget, Lou Holtz was one step ahead of the posse.
But you know what the funny thing is, Mike? Both of those guys were kind of funny, yuck guys with the media, so nobody really went after them because the media fell in love with them.
Well, the useful idiots in the Michigan media love Harbs. Nobody else does. He's unlovable.
No, the national guys, come on.
Like I said, the useful idiots.
Okay.
Who are we kidding?
Fair enough.
Ann Arbor's got plants at every network. Go ahead.
Go Blue. We love hearing you guys on the radio cry daily. We ain't getting nothing. And I quote the NCAA last season's championship, quote, Michigan won't want it fairly. Done deal, he says.
Okay. Well, first of all, that wasn't the NCAA. So I don't want to mess up the erection you have going on, but work with me. That was Charlie Baker, College Football Playoff Committee. The NCAA has nothing to do with that. Second of all, are you crying? I'm not crying. Mm-mm. I'm good with it because all of America, outside of you, knows you're a bunch of frauds. That's the win. I've never asked for your program to be shut down. Now, I blame the Big Ten for having no spine. But if you're going to do that little angle, well, first of all, I thank you for listening because also of note, I get paid every 2 weeks.
Yep.
So thank you for your patronage. And you can go back to pounding your beanbag.
Right. Because the thing is, no, it's really, if Michigan is allowed to, and nothing happens to them, I know you like to say that, you know, TV and the networks are destroying the game. I think that would be a bigger blow than anything that the TV networks have done.
Well, and again, I said this yesterday when Stoney was here. I go, the Charlie Baker thing was an absurdity on surface because Charlie Baker is Roger Goodell. He had to say that. The credibility of his event was on the line. If he doesn't come out and vouch, hey, Michigan did it on the up, what is it saying about their little TV party?
Mm-hmm.
That wasn't, so it's just, again, it bothers me that people are so stupid because you can see something and they don't have the ability to ascertain information. You have to understand the networks run the CFP. That's not an NCAA event, which, by the way, is also a folly. You know, if you're going to be the institution that runs college sports, how do you not have the power to name your own champion? It's always been an absurdity in college football. Mm-hmm. All right. You can go back to massaging your chandelier. David, we'll get to the callers momentarily.
Yeah.
Lions by a zillion. By the way, I wouldn't play a single starter. We could save that radio show. Don't play anyone. Bubble wrap every starter if you're a Lion.
You got to show you how tough you are.
No, you don't. And we go to Brian on his health. 97.1. Brian, how are you? Sorry that took so long. What's going on?
Well, I think the lesson to be learned here is zero accountability is the right move.
Jesus.
Listen, I'll speak very impartially, and I'm on the island of the Chippewas with Costas, but if I'm looking at it impartially, I'm just going to tell you, not being a fan of Michigan or Sparty,
yeah.
The lesson I've learned, I understand the lesson Harbaugh learned in growing up, the lesson I learned is that humble people just don't speak. They don't say anything. They go through life. They do the right thing. You don't even notice. But liars, you can spot a mile away. You can see them coming. Mike, this guy, when you say you don't do something, then you're pretty much doing it. It's a given. It's a certainty. So,
Brian, you know what's weird about it is he didn't have to say anything yesterday. He could have just said, my focus is on the LA Chargers. I'm just not going there. It was such a weird thing to do.
So given that, I think he's going to end up the same place A.J. Hinch ended up. You know, he's going to go to a different location. He's going to try to upgrade, and it's going to backfire, and he's not going to have much success there.
Yeah. Go ahead, Brian. I'm sorry. Yeah. Please.
Oh, no. I was just going to say, take a parlay advice from me. Go Seattle Mariners and the Oakland A's, -3.5, each of them.
A White Sox may never win a game again, so I can't argue it. I mean, Brian, that's – well, I know baseball's dead in this town. The White Sox lose 21 in a row, 3 more to the all-time record, which was the O's in 88. Do me a favor, just for fun. Mm-hmm. Pull up the MLB standings. Okay. And I want you with a straight face to look at the White Sox record. It doesn't look real. It looks like the copy editor got drunk or the printing machine screwed up. And just say it out loud and tell me if you can keep a straight face.
You want me to go through the Central? Or I can go through?
Here we go. Cleveland, 67 and 45.
Okay, I've seen that.
Minnesota, 63 and 48.
Nice record.
Kansas City, 63-51. Your Detroit Tigers, 53 and 60.
Wait for it.
The Chicago White Sox, 27 and 88.
How is that even real?
41 and a half games out of first place.
It's a good thing Mark doesn't do radio in Chicago. He'd be telling people to be a buyer at the deadline.
Which, are they? Oh, they've almost hit the point now where they would have to run the table just to tie for first place.
I mean, it's incredible.
They would have to not lose a game for the rest of the year.
Did you see the guy last night at SportsCenter? He had a sign in the crowd. He goes, "Please, guys, just one win. Thanks."
Hey,
it's crazy. Let's go to, I believe Kevin is next, 97.1. Kev, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, guys, how are you?
Good. What's up?
Hey, man, so I moved out here in 2018, and I retired last year from the military, and I'm from that scumbag school. Mike, I'm just kidding. No hard feelings. Cause we cheated. We cheated, and we had a coach that couldn't win anything. And I feel bad for Michigan because, you know, they did win the national championship this year. And what really sucks about the program and my program as well is we had a coach and an AD that thought they were above the law. And I think the NCAA is being backed into a corner here. They don't have leverage anymore, and they're losing power. Mm-hmm. If I'm a Michigan fan, I'm kind of worried that the NCAA is going to come down and have to start setting a precedent. And with your coach not playing ball, you know, it's going to kind of put a little bit of extra fire under them to make a move.
Oh, Kevin, I have never denied this part of it is – this is personal for the NCAA. This mm-hmm. is a bit of a witch hunt. They hate Jim Harbaugh because Harbaugh brought this on himself. Both things can be true. Kevin, I've never denied that. I just think, look, the biggest thing if you're a Michigan fan and you want to try to outrun the speeding train, can you outlast the NCAA by waiting, by filing an appeal, by somehow operating and staying out of the courts? And then the NCAA one day just goes full Ed Martin and dies.
Yeah, that would be your only hope at this point is try to kick that can down the road. But, you know, you don't want that asterisk in the record books. You don't want any of that negative publicity. You know, you just want your coach to shut up and
yes.
to color. But, he's not even here.
And, Kevin, understand. I mean, first of all, Kevin, the people whose, like, entire life is defined by college football, I can't help those people. I can laugh about it with you. If you're a Michigan fan, I'm not asking you to change how you feel about the national title. But what you don't get to do, not that you're doing it, Kevin, you can't ask anyone else to value it or respect it. The asterisk is there.
Right.
That's the win for the rest of the world. You got the win because, Kev, I don't know where you watched the game or who you watched it with. Those memories are forever. You're like an Auburn fan.
Right.
Yeah, they took the title away. Scam Newton. And? Yeah. The whole point is we know Auburn's a filth factory. Yeah. Auburn fans got the fun, and there's a bird in the sky.
As I said, like Louisville basketball. Okay, yeah, you still won the title. Nobody recognizes it, but you do. You do. You got the hats, you got right. the T-shirts, and you remember those days.
Correct. I don't know what else to say. 248-539-9797. We'll get more of the people in a minute. We'll put a wrap on this. We'll get a little college football. And then 4 o'clock, I have something fun. I test ran this with Costa on the podcast, and I want to offer it to you. Okay. We are going to do our first of several in the month of August college football drafts. Okay. But not the way you think. We're going to have some. You have come back from vacation. You're glowing. I didn't want to start out on a bad foot with you with college football. So I have a positive draft.
How could you start off on a bad foot? Me? Because you've pretty much said I've ruined a game.
You have. But I'm gonna start pulling the silver linings.
This is an olive branch?
Yes, I'm going to pull the silver linings the wreckage you've created.
Nice Expos hat.
Thank you.
That's classic.
It's right not there. Bad.
Eminem Park.
Just
coming to you.
Once again, is there anything Rico will leave in my one sacred sport?
Man, you bailed a long time
Hit
ago.
Hit Bull Stadium.
You left a long time ago. So once you left, I had carte blanche to do whatever I want.
Pitbull Stadium.
Right. David, did he not tell me, Kenny? He said he was giving up on college football. So therefore, I don't have to appease this man anymore. And you know what? I was taught never to lie, to cheat, or steal.
Okay. That's not very nice. Let's go to the people. Let's go to Dan 971. Dan, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, guys, how's it going?
Hey, Dan.
You know what I was taught? If you're going to cheat, at least win.
Yeah.
So I wanted to say, I don't know if this was brought up yesterday, but I think part of the reason why they're not going to vacate wins and the NCAA is scared is because the gambling aspect. People had millions on these games, and now you're going to say, oh, Michigan technically lost these games. I do think Rico's people at the network have a part of it.
But forfeit is different than a vacate. Those are two different things. Vacating is it's as if the games were never played. Forfeiting, that's different. Mm-hmm. Look, the vacating of wins doesn't matter to 99.9% of schools. It would matter to Michigan because they are so obsessed with their stupid record when they were beating up on deaf children. They're 4-0 against this Michigan School for the Deaf.
Mm-hmm.
Stoney, I'll say I got a story for you off the air.
They also played against the Salvation Army.
Perfect. Windsor Surgeons Club.
They did, David. Look it up.
YMCA as well, I believe.
And
Dan, a couple high schools.
Dan, listen, none of us. Here's the way I choose to view it. It doesn't mean I'm right. They've already, quote, gotten away with it. Their season was allowed to continue last year, right? So they got away with it. Whatever happens post haste, it's why I said to people all last fall, enjoy it now. Book the trip. Go on the mountain. You know, because what happens afterwards, you're probably not going to like. So they already have gotten away with it. They got to play, right? Isn't that? I mean, so, I can't imagine why anyone would be super bent out of shape at this point. You did the dirt. If they bury you, they bury you. I have doubts about it. Because I really don't know what the hell the NCAA can do anymore. Scholarships don't mean anything.
No, I think the worst thing that they could do to Michigan is not touch the national title. I think the worst thing they can do to Michigan is simply say, you can't go to the postseason for the next year or two. That would hurt them. That would hurt recruiting. That means no matter what you do, you could win the Big Ten. You're not going to the college football playoff. So that's the only thing that I think would really hurt this team.
Right. And then I don't think that's on the table.
It's on the table. I just don't think they have the guts to do it.
That works. All right. Let's go to True 97.1. What's up, True?
Hey, what's up? What's up? Hey. I got a question. What, why do you say, no one respects the title? I understand it's party fans and Buckeye fans, but I don't think that's the sentiment of most of the college football world.
Okay, well, why do you feel that way? Tell me why you feel the way you feel if you're going to challenge what I said. Tell me why you believe anyone respects you not wearing maize and blue.
Because the only people that's saying anything are Sparty and Buckeyes.
That's not true. Well, that's not true, we're in Detroit. True. I work with a Georgia fan. I got two of them in the building. They ain't got no respect for you. I got friends all over the country. I went to LSU last year.
I was about to say, the SEC does not respect you.
So, it's not a big deal. You don't need their respect. You got your title. You called in yesterday all angry. Now you're pissed again.
I'm not angry, man. That's not true, though, what you're saying. That's all I'm trying to say.
True. What's not true?
What I was talking about, everyone I'm talking about the asterisk. People respect the Michigan title. The only, the only people that got anything to say about it are Buckeyes and Sparties. That's just, it.
Okay, just, well, true then. Okay, what other fan bases are you talking to outside of Buckeyes and Sparties and Wolverines?
I mean, I'm all on the message boards with all the other like.
Really, you go on Alabama message boards and they say, "Hey, we respect Michigan."
Late kick. No, they're not saying that. They're saying this is stupid. They're saying everything about this science and advanced college is stupid. That's what they're saying.
Okay. Then true. Here's all I'm saying, True. Why are you wasting your time calling this show then? Because I talk to plenty of people across the country. That is not the sentiment I get. So we're at an impasse.
Yes, we are.
Okay, then have a great day. Goodbye. True. It's 2 days in a row. Siri, no, hold on. It's true. You say you're not angry. You called in yesterday all pissed. Now you're living in an alternate reality. I present you with a bunch of places I've been in the last year. And the people I know in this business, there's only one group of people that respect the title, and they are affiliated to your school. Now, if you're going to some far-flung place, God bless. But why do you want to take your day to call in? You clearly don't like the show. You don't like me. I assume you don't like Rico. Brother, true.
Mike,
find a hobby.
Mike, I've been on Alabama radio and SEC stuff and doing on podcasts. Trust me when I say, it's universal. They're laughing and mocking and saying, what a bunch of cheaters. And this is coming from the SEC. They're mocking you.
And
they should. They don't respect you.
And they should. But I don't care as a Michigan fan.
Right, exactly. That's my whole point. What have I said from the beginning? A person like True shouldn't care. Right. But you know why it bothers True? Because he truly knows it's true.
No.
He knows they cheated.
He needs validation.
But I'm not
validate
giving it.
This national title.
No.
Damn it.
No.
It's you won. Okay, buy your hat, buy your t-shirt.
Bottom line,
I have to respect it.
Bottom line, there's a reason True is the exception and not the rule. There are no Michigan, you know what I don't see a lot of? Michigan National Championship gear. You know what I don't hear a lot of? Michigan fans peacocking. They know. Now that'll work at your little party, but you don't have a right to demand anything from anybody. You did the dirt. Well, you go party and have a good time. The rest of us are going to be over here.
And then he lost me while I was on message boards. What message boards are you on? Because
meanwhile, I was in Baton Rouge. Huh? Meanwhile, I have three friends who are Florida State season ticket holders who all look at you like filth. Like, how many more examples do you want? How many more people in college football that I know do you want me to cite? Like, it just is what it is, man.
Well, Paul Feinbaum said that it's legitimate now. It must mean
no. He didn't. He said Harbaugh got away with the scam.
I'm just trying to help out True.
Right. It's just like, but my whole point to True is: first of all, you call 2 days in a row and you're all upset. You should not let this upset you
because this is one of those. It's like politics. You're not changing our minds. We're not changing your minds.
And so I'm not asking to change True's mind. But if you're going to challenge what I'm saying, first of all, we're at an impasse. We have a complete separation here where I'm telling you my view, you're telling me yours. You can feel however you want because I don't care.
And even going back when it was happening, we both said, hey, you may win this thing. You have a talented enough team to do this. But don't expect anybody to respect you because of what happened and how you got there.
No, I look,
you didn't need to cheat to beat Washington in that final game. You didn't. And I don't think you did. But it was your path to get to that game that nobody respects. So
they did it for 3 years. They did it for 3 years.
Yeah.
Come on. True, you can call the next 100 days. It's not going to change. So what I would advise is do something else. I'm not going to change and you're not going to change. That's it. There's nothing to it.
Well, we're just Sparty fans. We're upset.
But that's sports. I'm a Yankee fan. I don't like the Boston Red Sox. I'm a Celtics fan. I hate the Lakers. If you told me the Lakers stadium collapsed with no one in it, I would laugh. I don't like you. I will never like you. That's not a big deal. It's sports. You cheated and had a scumbag on our sidelines.
And you didn't need to.
Right. So my whole, yeah, right. 49 nothing. I mean, Jesus, I hope you had fun. But like, for Christ's sakes, some of these people, it's like you, well, you need to, I don't need to do nothing.
You're just upset.
No, not really. No, I'm actually thrilled that it's come out you cheated, because all last fall I had grown adults telling me you didn't when you did. Mm-hmm. That's it.
And I actually took the Villini School of Betting and just said, screw it. I'm going to put money on you because you always cover now.
That's right. They're machines.
Right.
At least if they're going to win, I'm going to get paid.
Yep.
It worked out okay in that regard. All right, quick TO. Dave, you want to get the football in the mix? What do you got for me? We got a little college here? Yeah, there it is. Another song Rico ruined. More tradition gone.
No, it's still being used, right? It just represents the Big Ten now.
Not Vern and Gary.
No, that is true. That is true.
Look, either you're in or you're out. You don't get to keep slandering me.
Well, I want to know if you're in or out on these win total betting locks here, these odds or according to DraftKings. So let's start with this one. This is a lock, they say, at minus 130. Rutgers over 6 wins.
Yeah, there's a lot of optimism for them. The problem I have is Alexis Kakaraka Dakabaka, whatever the hell his name is, the kid from Minnesota, is the QB. He sucks. Now, I'd have to look at their schedule breakdown, but this is like year 50 for Shiano.
I can give you that breakdown.
Howard. Yeah, they got Howard. They got Akron.
Two.
At Virginia Tech.
Loss.
They got the Huskies at home.
Which Huskies? Washington?
Washington, yeah.
Loss.
At Nebraska.
Loss.
Home against Wisconsin.
Loss.
Home against UCLA.
Win.
At USC.
Loss.
Minnesota at home.
Win.
At Maryland.
Win.
Illinois at home.
Win.
And then at Spartan Stadium to end the year.
I can't bear a loss to Rutgers. Loss. That puts him at 6, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
What's it, 6.5?
It's 6.5. Oh, yes.
Under. I can't lose.
No, I'm sorry. It's 6 wins, so that would be right there, though.
It's a push.
Yeah, it would be a push.
I can't. I can't lose to that garbage school. Next.
Next on the list at minus 105, South Carolina under 5.5 wins.
Yeah. It's, look, SEC no divisions. They can't shelter in the SEC East anymore. You lose Rattler. I think it's going to be a serious case of haves or have-nots in the SEC, even more than usual. Mm-hmm. I would go under there.
Well, here's what you have. They have Akron, Wofford, Vanderbilt. That would be the easy one.
Yeah, there's your three.
Road games. Kentucky.
Here, hold on. Ready?
Alabama. Oklahoma. Clemson. That's your road
game. I can't hit the button fast enough.
And then your home games, of course, LSU, Ole Miss, A&M, Missouri. Yikes.
They'll lose those 4 games by a combined 80 points. Under.
Yeah. Next here on the list, and again, every time this comes up, this is about the quarterback. This is about Cam Rising. Utah over 9.5 wins.
I'm all in. I think Utah is going to cruise to the Big 12 championship game. Great front 7. Star quarterback who's healthy. Their injury luck was awful. Look at the kid in the Lions drafted.
Is he healthy?
He's healthy. He's fine.
Okay. Because we were told last year.
He's healthy.
Okay.
He's fine.
He was healthy until Eminem Park
just
coming to you.
Once again, is there anything Rico will leave in my one sacred sport?
Man, you bailed a long time
Hit
ago.
Hit Bull Stadium.
You left a long time ago. So once you left, I had carte blanche to do whatever I want.
Pitbull Stadium.
Right. David, okay. Did he not tell me, Kenny? He said he was giving up on college football. So therefore, I don't have to appease this man anymore. And you know what? I was taught never to lie, to cheat, or steal.
Okay. That's not very nice. Let's go to the people. And let's go to Dan 97.1. Dan, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hey, Dan.
You know what I was taught? If you're going to cheat, at least win.
Yeah.
I wanted to say, I don't know if this was brought up yesterday, but I think part of the reason why they're not going to vacate wins and the NCAA is scared is because the gambling aspect. People have millions on these games, and now you're going to say, oh, Michigan technically lost these games. I do think Rico's people at the network have a part of it.
A forfeit is different than a vacate. Those are two different things. Vacating is, it's as if the games were never played. Forfeiting, that's different. Look, the vacating of wins doesn't matter to 99.9% of schools. It would matter to Michigan because they are so obsessed with their stupid record when they were beating up on deaf children. They're 4-0 against the Michigan School for the Deaf. Stoney, you know, I'll say I got a story for you off the air. Dan, I just...
They also played against the Salvation Army.
Perfect. Windsor Surgeons Club.
They did, David. Look it up.
YMCA as well, I believe.
Yeah. No, I mean,
and
Dan,
a couple high schools.
Dan, listen, none of us... Here's the way I choose to view it. It doesn't mean I'm right. They've already, quote, gotten away with it. Their season was allowed to continue last year, right? So they got away with it. Whatever happens post-haste, it's why I said to people all last fall, enjoy it now. Book the trip. Go on the mountain. You know, because what happens afterwards, you're probably not going to like. So they already have gotten away with it. They got to play. Right? Isn't that? I mean, so, I can't imagine why anyone would be super bent out of shape at this point. You did the dirt. If they bury you, they bury you. I have doubts about it. Because I really don't know what the hell the NCAA can do anymore. Scholarships don't mean anything.
No, I think the worst thing that they could do to Michigan is not touch the national title. I think the worst thing they can do to Michigan is simply say, you can't go to the postseason for the next year or two. That would hurt them. That would hurt recruiting. That means no matter what you do, you could win the Big Ten. You're not going to the college football playoff. So that's the only thing that I think would really hurt this team.
Right. And then I don't think that's on the table.
It's on the table. I just don't think they have the guts to do it.
That works. All right. Let's go to True 97.1. What's up, True?
Hey, what's up? What's up? Hey. I got a question. What, why do you say, no one respects the title? Like, I understand it's Party fans and Buckeye fans, but
right.
I don't think that's the sentiment of most of the college football world.
Okay, well, why do you feel that way? Why do you feel that way? Tell me why you feel the way you feel if you're going to challenge what I said. Tell me why you believe anyone respects you not wearing maize and blue.
Because the only people that's saying anything are Sparty and Buckeye.
That's not true. True. I work with a Georgia fan. I got two of them in the building. They ain't got no respect for you. I got friends all over the country. I went to LSU last year.
I was about to say, the SEC does not respect you.
So, True, it's not a big deal. You don't need their respect. You got your title. You called in yesterday all angry. Now you're pissed again.
I'm not angry, man. That's not true, though, what you're saying. That's all I'm trying to say.
True. What's not true?
What I was talking about, everyone... I'm talking about the asterisk. People respect the Michigan title. Ooh. The only people that got anything to say about it are Buckeyes and Spartans.
What other fan bases are you talking to outside of Buckeyes and Spartans and Wolverines?
I mean, I'm all on the message boards with all the other
Really, you go on Alabama message boards and they say, "Hey, we respect Michigan."
Late kick. No, they're not saying that. They're saying this is stupid. They're saying everything about this science building, advanced college, is stupid. That's what they're saying.
Okay. Then true. Here's all I'm saying, True. Why are you wasting your time calling this show then? Because I talk to plenty of people across the country. That is not the sentiment I get. So we're at an impasse.
Yes, we are.
Okay, then have a great day. Goodbye. True. It's 2 days in a row. Siri, no, hold on. It's true. You say you're not angry. You called in yesterday all pissed. Now you're living in an alternate reality. I present you with a bunch of places I've been in the last year and the people I know in this business. There's only one group of people that respect the title, and they are affiliated to your school. Now, if you're going to some far-flung place, God bless. But why do you want to take your day to call in? You clearly don't like the show. You don't like me. I assume you don't like Rico. Brother, true.
Mike,
find a hobby.
Mike, I've been on Alabama radio and SEC stuff and doing on podcasts. Trust me when I say it's universal. They're laughing and mocking and saying, what a bunch of cheaters. And this is coming from the SEC. They're mocking you.
And they should.
They don't respect you.
I don't care as a Michigan fan.
Right, exactly. That's my whole point. What have I said from the beginning? A person like True shouldn't care. Right. But you know why it bothers True? Because he truly knows it's true.
No.
He knows they cheated.
He needs validation.
But I'm not
validate this national title.
No.
Damn it.
No.
It's you won. Okay, buy your hat, buy your t-shirt.
Bottom line,
I have to respect it.
Bottom line, there's a reason True is the exception and not the rule. There are no Michigan, you know what I don't see a lot of? Michigan National Championship gear. You know what I don't hear a lot of? Michigan fans peacocking. They know. Now, that'll work at your little party, but you don't have a right to demand anything from anybody. You did the dirt. Well, you go party and have a good time. The rest of us are going to be over here.
And then he lost me while I was on message boards. What message boards are you on? Because
meanwhile, I was in Baton Rouge. Huh? Meanwhile, I have three friends who are Florida State season ticket holders who all look at you like filth. Like, how many more examples do you want? How many more people in college football that I know do you want me to cite? Like, it just is what it is, man.
Well, Paul Feinbaum said that it's legitimate now. It must mean
no, he didn't. He said Harbaugh got away with the scam.
I'm just trying to help out True.
Right. It's just like, but my whole point to True is, first of all, you call 2 days in a row and you're all upset. You should not let this upset you.
Because this is one of those, it's like politics. You're not changing our minds. We're not changing your minds.
And so I'm not asking to change True's mind. But if you're going to challenge what I'm saying, first of all, we're at an impasse. We have a complete separation here where I'm telling you my view, you're telling me yours. You can feel however you want because I don't care.
And even going back when it was happening, we both said, hey, you may win this thing. You have a talented enough team to do this. But don't expect anybody to respect you because of what happened and how you got there.
No, look.
You didn't need to cheat to beat Washington in that final game. You didn't. And I don't think you did. But it was your path to get to that game that nobody respects.
So they did it for 3 years. Yeah. They did it for 3 years.
Yeah.
Come on. True, you can call the next 100 days. It's not going to change. So what I would advise is do something else. I'm not going to change and you're not going to change. That's it. There's nothing to it.
Well, we're just Sparty fans. We're upset.
But that's sports. Look, I'm a Yankee fan. I don't like the Boston Red Sox. I'm a Celtics fan. I hate the Lakers. If you told me the Lakers stadium collapsed with no one in it, I would laugh. I don't like you. I will never like you. That's not a big deal. It's sports. You cheated and had a scumbag on our sidelines.
And you didn't need to.
Right. So my whole, 49 nothing. I mean, Jesus, I hope you had fun. But like, for Christ's sakes, some of these people, it's like I don't need to do nothing.
You're just upset.
No, not really. No, I'm actually thrilled that it's come out you cheated, because all last fall I had grown adults telling me you didn't when you did. That's it.
And I actually took the Villini School of Betting and just said, screw it. I'm going to put money on you because you always cover now.
That's right. They're machines.
Right.
At least if they're going to win, I'm going to get paid.
Yep.
It worked out okay in that regard. All right, quick TO. Dave, you want to get the football in the mix? What do you got for me? We got a little college here? Yeah, there it is. Another song Rico ruined. More tradition gone.
No, it's still being used, right? It just represents the Big Ten now.
Not Vern and Gary.
No, that is true. That is true.
Either you're in or you're out. You don't get to keep slandering me.
Well, I want to know if you're in or out on these win total betting locks here, these odds, or according to DraftKings. So let's start with this one. This is a lock, they say, at -130. Rutgers over 6 wins.
Yeah, there's a lot of optimism for them. The problem I have is Alexis Kala Kakaraka Dakabaka, whatever the hell his name is, the kid from Minnesota, is the QB. He sucks. Now, I'd have to look at their schedule breakdown, but this is like year 50 for Shiano.
I can give you that breakdown.
Howard. Yeah, they got Howard. They got Akron.
Two.
At Virginia Tech.
Loss.
They got the Huskies at home.
Which Huskies? Washington?
Washington, yeah.
Loss.
At Nebraska.
Loss.
Home against Wisconsin.
Loss.
Home against UCLA.
Win.
At USC.
Loss.
Minnesota at home.
Win.
At Maryland.
Win.
Illinois at home.
Win.
And then at Spartan Stadium to end the year.
I can't bear a loss to Rutgers. Loss. That puts him at six, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
What's it, 6.5?
It's 6.5.
Under. Yes. Under. I can't
No,
lose.
I'm sorry. It's 6 wins, so that would be right there, though.
It's a push.
Yeah, it would be a push.
I can't. I can't lose to that garbage school. Next.
Next on the list at -105, South Carolina under 5.5 wins.
Yeah. It's, look, SEC no divisions. They can't shelter in the SEC East anymore. You lose Rattler. I think it's going to be a serious case of haves or have-nots in the SEC, even more than usual. I would go under there.
Well, here's what you have. They have Akron, Wofford, Vanderbilt. That would be the easy one.
Yeah, there's your three.
Road games. Kentucky.
Here, hold on. Ready?
Alabama. Oklahoma. Clemson. That's your road game.
I can't hit the button fast enough.
And then your home games, of course, LSU, Ole Miss, A&M, Missouri. Yikes.
They'll lose those four games by a combined 80 points. Under.
Yeah. Next here on the list, and again, every time this comes up, this is about the quarterback. This is about Cam Rising. Utah over 9.5 wins.
I'm all in. I think Utah is going to cruise to the Big 12 championship game. Great front seven. Star quarterback who's healthy. Their injury luck was awful. Look at the kid Lions drafted.
Is he healthy?
He's healthy. He's fine.
Okay. Because we were told last year.
He's healthy.
Okay.
He's fine.
He was healthy until. Is that him on crutches?
And the kid.
Is Cam in a wheelchair?
Listen, both legs are attached, and no one walks into Rice Eccles and wins.
I will say this. It may not matter who the quarterback is because their toughest game is at Oklahoma State, and then everything else is so easy for them on their Big 12
schedule. I'd go over.
9.5.
9.5.
Join me.
Okay.
Ute up. Or whatever they say. I don't know what they do here.
Ute up.
Okay. Utes.
We're going to do that all season. Ute up.
Ute up. And stuff.
Wisconsin. This is at -135. Wisconsin under 7 wins.
I'm going right to 5-star zone.
Under
That's his school.
7 wins.
Under David, 7 wins. They do have transfer QB Tyler Van Dyke.
From Miami, who is not that great. What's their schedule?
Here's their schedule. Western Michigan.
Okay.
South Dakota.
Okay.
Alabama at home.
No.
At USC.
At home. The game could be on the moon.
Was that home or is it like?
It says Camp Randall.
Oh, I thought it was like maybe at Green Bay.
Yeah.
No.
Okay. At USC, Purdue, at Rutgers, at Northwestern.
Ugh.
Penn State at home, at Iowa.
Yeah, I don't see it.
Oregon. At Nebraska, Minnesota.
Yeah, I don't see it.
Oh, yeah. Minnesota. What is it, 6.5, 7?
7.5.
Seven and a half, yeah.
That's got under. 7 written all over it, doesn't it?
Yep, that was 7. I was like, 6.5? No, they don't get to 7. No.
Oh, man, and here's this one. This one happens every year, right? Miami's back. Miami over 9 wins at -125.
Oh, I'm sorry, over how many?
9.
9 flat. So, again, there's your problem. At 8.5, you probably go over. At 9.5, you go under.
I need to hear this schedule.
Loss. All right.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Miami schedule.
Yeah.
Here we go. At Florida's where they start the season.
They'll lose.
Florida A&M.
They can win.
Okay. Ball State. At USF. Virginia Tech at home. At California. At Louisville. Florida State at home. Duke. At Georgia Tech. Wake Forest at home at Syracuse.
That's now. How many games does Crystal Ball cost him because he doesn't know math?
And you know what? I counted 9 victories.
Here, right on the button.
Yeah.
No value. All right, let me do
I'm going to take the under because of their head coach.
Let me do the hockey. Here we go. You ready?
Yeah.
Colorado. This is fascinating. Mm-hmm. You ready? Mm-hmm. The over-under is 4.5, and it's juiced. It's -150 to the over. +115 to the under. 4.5. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Home against North Dakota State. At Nebraska. At Colorado State. Home against Baylor. At the bounce house at UCF. Home against K-State. At Arizona. And home against Cincy, at Tech, home Utah, at Kansas, home Okie State.
Your fingers didn't move that much, Rico.
Peace.
He has two.
Peace.
Look, Ben, I'd go 1, 2, 3, 4. Four. I think they're under. I think that thing could implode this year. If you're reading what's going on in that locker room, good God.
Yeah, I think they start the year off, look at that 1-0 record, take a photograph of that, because that'll be the last time they'll have a winning record.
I'll tell you one thing. They go to UCF, watch what happens. Colorado's got no D-line. Malzahn, they'll run for 500 yards.
That's what I said. I had two. I think Colorado State wants revenge.
Here's the problem. In the Big 12, a lot of teams want to pound the rock. It's not the old aerial assault it used to be. And guess what? They don't have a D-line.
They sure don't.
I think it's under. Or does that make me a hater? Either.
No, that doesn't. That's reality, man.
They don't have an O-line either.
Uh-oh.
Let's close it out with this one. UCLA under 5.
Yeah,
wins.
Under. I don't even need to hear the schedule. After hearing Deshaun Foster open up Big Ten Media Days, so, I run through a wall. That team won't run through Saran wrap for that guy.
Like, coach, should we run out on the field?
Yeah, I don't know. Do what you want. We're from L.A. Yeah. and stuff.
We're like USC.
UCLA is a poverty program that doesn't belong in this proud conference. Under.
They don't need to be a poverty program either because they're UCLA.
Under.
Yeah.
You're right about that.
But just for giggles, real quick, give me the schedule.
At Hawaii, Indiana, at LSU, Oregon, at Penn State, Minnesota, at Rutgers, at Nebraska, Iowa, at Washington, USC, Fresno State. Fresno State's no slouch.
Fresno will beat them.
Yeah.
I got them beating Fresno. I got 4.
No, they got Mikey Keene at quarterback.
Okay, so
Fresno can't lose.
Take the under.
Take the under for sure in that one. That's
gross.
Your college football blitz.
All right, quick TO. Dave, you want to get the football in the mix? What do you got for me? We got a little college here? Yeah, there it is. Another song Rico ruined. More tradition gone.
No, it's still being used, right? It just represents the Big Ten now.
Not Vern and Gary.
No, that is true. That is true.
Either you're in or you're out. You don't get to keep slandering me. Okay.
Well, I want to know if you're in or out on these win total betting locks here. These odds are according to DraftKings. So let's start with this one. This is a lock, they say, at -130. Rutgers over 6 wins.
Yeah, there's a lot of optimism for them. The problem I have is Alexis Kakaraka Dakabaka, whatever the hell his name is, the kid from Minnesota, is the QB. He sucks. Now, I'd have to look at their schedule breakdown. But this is like year 50 for Shiano.
I can give you that breakdown.
Howard. Yeah, they got Howard. They got Akron.
Two.
At Virginia Tech.
Loss.
They got the Huskies at home.
Which Huskies? Washington?
Washington, yeah.
Loss.
At Nebraska.
Loss.
Home against Wisconsin.
Loss.
Home against UCLA.
Win.
At USC.
Loss.
Minnesota at home.
Win.
At Maryland.
Win.
Illinois at home.
Win.
And then at Spartan Stadium to end the year.
I can't bear a loss to Rutgers. Loss. That puts him at 6, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
What's it, 6.5?
It's 6.5. Under. Yes.
Under. I can't
No,
lose.
I'm sorry. It's 6 wins, so that would be right there, though.
It's a push.
Yeah, it would be a push.
I can't. I can't lose to that garbage school. Next.
Next on the list at -105, South Carolina under 5.5 wins.
Yeah. It's, look, SEC no divisions. They can't shelter in the SEC East anymore. You lose Rattler. I think it's going to be a serious case of haves or have-nots in the SEC, even more than usual. I would go under there.
Well, here's what you have. They have Akron, Wofford, Vanderbilt. That would be the easy one.
Yeah, there's your 3.
Road games. Kentucky.
Here, hold on. Ready?
Alabama. Oklahoma. Clemson. That's your road game.
I can't hit the button fast enough.
And then your home games, of course, LSU, Ole Miss, A&M, Missouri. Yikes.
They'll lose those 4 games by a combined 80 points. Under.
Yeah. Next here on the list, and again, every time this comes up, this is about the quarterback. This is about Cam Rising. Utah over 9.5 wins.
I'm all in. I think Utah is going to cruise to the Big 12 championship game. Great front 7. Star quarterback who's healthy. Their injury luck was awful. Look at the kid the Lions drafted.
Is he healthy?
He's healthy. He's fine.
Okay. Because we were told last year.
He's healthy.
Okay.
He's fine.
He was healthy until... Is that him on crutches?
And the kid...
Is Cam in a wheelchair?
Listen, both legs are attached, and no one walks into Rice-Eccles and wins.
I will say this. It may not matter who the quarterback is, because their toughest game is at Oklahoma State, and then everything else is so easy for them on their Big 12 schedule. I'd go over.
9.5
9.5
Join me.
Okay.
Ute up. Or whatever okay. they say. I don't know what they do here.
Ute up.
Okay.
Utes.
We're going to do that all season. Ute up.
Ute up. And stuff.
Wisconsin. This is at -135 Wisconsin under 7 wins.
I'm going right to 5-star zone.
Under
That's his school.
7 wins.
Under David, 7 wins. They do have transfer QB Tyler Van Dyke.
From Miami, who is not that great. What's their schedule?
Here's their schedule. Western Michigan.
Okay.
South Dakota.
Okay.
Alabama at home.
No.
At USC.
At home. The game could be on the moon.
Was that home or is it like?
Is this Camp Randall?
Oh, I thought it was like maybe at Green Bay.
Yeah.
No.
At USC, Purdue, at Rutgers, at Northwestern.
Ugh.
Penn State at home, at Iowa.
Yeah, I don't see it.
Oregon. At Nebraska, Minnesota.
Yeah, I don't see it.
Oh, the Minnesota. What is it, 6.5, 7?
7.5.
Seven and a half, yeah.
That's got under. 7 written all over it, doesn't it?
Yep, that was 7. I was like, 6.5? No, they'll get to 7. No.
Oh, man, and here's this one. This one happens every year, right? Miami's back. Miami over 9 wins at -125.
Oh, I'm sorry, over how many?
9.
9 flat. So, again, there's your problem. At 8.5, you probably go over. At 9.5, you go under.
I need to hear this schedule.
Loss. All right.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Miami schedule.
Yeah.
Here we go. At Florida's where they start the season. That
They'll
is
lose.
Yeah. Florida A&M.
They can win. Okay.
Ball State. At USF. Virginia Tech at home. At California. At Louisville. Florida State at home. Duke. At Georgia Tech. Wake Forest at home at Syracuse.
That's
now. How many games does Cristobal cost them because he doesn't know math?
And you know what? I counted 9 victories.
Here, right on the button.
Yeah.
No value. All right, let me do
so
the.
So I'm going to take the under because of their head coach.
Let me do the hockey. Here we go. You ready?
Yeah.
Colorado. This is fascinating. Mm-hmm. You ready? Mm-hmm. The over under is 4.5, and it's juiced. It's -150 to the over. +115 to the under. 4.5. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
Home against North Dakota State. At Nebraska. At Colorado State. Home against Baylor. At the Bounce House at UCF. Home against K-State. At Arizona. And home against Cincy. At Tech. Home Utah. At Kansas. Home Okie State.
Your fingers didn't move that much, Rico.
Peace.
He has 2.
Peace.
Look, Ben, I'd go 1, 2, 3, 4. I think they're under. I think that thing could implode this year. If you're reading what's going on in that locker room, good God.
I think they start the year off, look at that 1-0 record, take a photograph of that, because that'll be the last time they'll have a winning record.
I'll tell you one thing. They go to UCF, watch what happens. Colorado's got no D-line. Malzahn, they'll run for 500 yards.
That's what I said. I had 2. I think Colorado State wants revenge.
Here's the problem. In the Big 12, a lot of teams want to pound the rock. It's not the old aerial assault it used to be. And guess what? They don't have a D-line.
They sure don't.
I think it's under. Or does that make me a hater? Either.
No, that doesn't. That's reality, man.
They don't have an O-line either.
Uh-oh.
Let's close it out with this one. UCLA under 5.
Yeah,
wins.
Under. I don't even need to hear the schedule. After hearing Deshaun Foster open up Big Ten Media Days, I run through a wall. That team won't run through saran wrap for that guy.
Like, coach, should we run out on the field?
Yeah, I don't know. Do what you want. We're from L.A. and stuff.
We're like USC.
UCLA is a poverty program that doesn't belong in this proud conference. Under.
They don't need to be a poverty program either because they're UCLA.
Under.
Yeah.
You're right about that.
But just for giggles, real quick, give me the schedule.
At Hawaii, Indiana, at LSU, Oregon, at Penn State, Minnesota, at Rutgers, at Nebraska, Iowa, at Washington, USC, Fresno State. Fresno State's no slouch.
Fresno will beat them.
Yeah.
I got them beating Fresno. I got four.
No, they got Mikey Keene at quarterback.
Okay, so
Fresno can't lose.
Take the under.
Take the under for sure in that one. That is.
That's gross.
Your college football blitz.